أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء ومن يشرك بالله فقد افترى إثما عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 48 of Surah An-Nisa. In the previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's invitation to the Yahud to accept Islam. They denied any knowledge about the Quran. They denied any knowledge about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his qualities, etc., which was a blatant lie. In this verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it clear that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives whoever commits whatever sin, but one sin that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not commit, does not forgive, and that is shirk. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ, that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive that partners be ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It includes all forms of partnerships to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala who used to say that because in the environment that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was, the people of Makkah, the Arabs of Medina, they were mushrikeen and they were also kuffar. So whether it is kufr, whether it is shirk, ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or totally denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all has been included in this verse. Allah Ta'ala is the creator of the entire universe. Allah Ta'ala is our creator. And hence only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has the haqq. Only Allah Ta'ala has the right that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala be worshipped. No one has the right to be worshipped. And only Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has that right that we adore Allah Rabbul Izzat, we revere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we realize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time, we humble ourselves for Allah Rabbul Izzat, and we make the ibadat of Allah ta'ala. No one else has that right. If anyone equates anyone to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything to Allah Rabbul Izzat, that will be regarded as shirk. Ulama have written that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about shirk, and there are various different forms of shirk. One is to equate anyone in knowledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To say that anyone has knowledge equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also shirk. It is also ascribing partners to Allah Rabbul Izzat. To equate anyone insofar as the qudrat and the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is concerned, to believe anyone has power like how Allah ta'ala has power, then that is also shirk, and it is ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To worship anyone particularly like how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is worshipped, then that is also equating partnership to Allah Rabbul Izzat. One or two examples: to slaughter an animal in the name of anyone else but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is also shirk. That is also ascribing partners to Allah Rabbul Izzat. To make sajda to anyone or anything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is also shirk. That is also ascribing partners to Allah ta'ala. To make tawaf, to encircle any house besides the house of Allah ta'ala, or any other thing besides the Baytullah, then that is also ascribing partners to Allah ta'ala, and that is also shirk. That all of that has been included. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ. But besides all of that, besides shirk, besides kufr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives whatever is lesser than that, whatever is besides that. Now again, insofar as kufr and shirk is concerned, that even if a person was a mushrik, a person was a kafir, a person was an atheist, he totally denied Allah Rabbul Izzat for 1 century of his life, 100 years could have passed, and thereafter the person brings iman, then that is acceptable by Allah Rabbul Izzat, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that person even if he remains on this earth for 1 second thereafter. He says the kalima, he brought iman in his heart, he fulfilled all the requirements of iman. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive such a person. But here Allah ta'ala says that besides that, a person makes tawbah, a person makes istighfar, he seeks forgiveness from Allah ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive that person. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that it was always in our thought that if anyone committed a major sin, then we would not ask Allah ta'ala to forgive that person because we did not know the circumstances, we did not know how would Allah ta'ala deal with that person until this ayah was revealed. And when this ayah was revealed, then we had that itminan, we had that ease in our hearts that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive whatever sin a person committed besides kufr, besides shirk, provided if it is a major sin, the person sought forgiveness from Allah ta'ala, and then otherwise the minor sins can also be forgiven by the various deeds and various actions that a person carries out. Then Allah says, وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ, whoever ascribes partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَقَدْ افْتَرَى إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا, then that person has fabricated a great lie. In other words, that person is lying, that it is not the reality. Intellectually also, it is not understandable that a person can equate anyone or anything to Allah ta'ala when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is our creator, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is our sustainer, Allah ta'ala sees to all our needs. Then how can a person equate anything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.